What's hot, what's not in the markets? With Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Don, volatility is the big word I'm thinking of. And as a trader and hopefully a producer, these price swings are something that you can capitalize on.
Another thing that we have to be looking at, I would guess, would be crude. Friday was a big day as far as the crude oil market.
Yeah, crude oil down $11 a barrel on an abbreviated trading session based on this new variant. So growers were definitely concerned about input prices. They use this as an opportunity. Crude oil down $11 a barrel, had a six in front of it for a little bit. Take that opportunity and get some fuel needs bought. I know farmers like to prepay for things coming in the year end. And so definitely a good time to call the fuel guy, look at the price of oil, and see if you can't get some diesel and whatnot locked in. Also, natural gas stabilized a little bit, which could affect fertilizer prices down the road.
So what's not hot in this market?
Well, of course, the very thing that marked the stock market down on Friday was the talk of this new variant out of South Africa. Now, they've since come out and said that it's just another variant. But across the world, you're starting to see Japan last night closed its borders, Israel closing borders, and the United States stopping flights to several countries. And the overall panic as we go from COVID to variant, and they say this is going to keep happening. So, Don, really what it makes me think of is, again, continued inflation and another glitch in the supply chain here.
We certainly have had our challenges with supply chain disruptions. This just adds to that pile, I would guess.
Yeah, it doesn't make things easier in a time when farmers are looking for parts and the world's looking for food.
Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota.